الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى ومن يرغب عن ملة إبراهيم إلا من سفه نفسه ولقد اصطفيناه في الدنيا وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين إذ قال له ربه أسلم قال أسلمت لرب العالمين ووصى بها إبراهيم بنيه ويعقوب يا بني إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون أم كنتم شهداء إذ حضر يعقوب الموت إذ قال لبنيه ما تعبدون من بعدي قالوا نعبد إلهك وإله آبائك إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق إلها واحدا ونحن له مسلمون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام الحمد لله my respected elders and dear brothers All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has blessed us with the wealth of iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all firm and steadfast upon iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us our death upon iman. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise us up on the day of qiyamah with iman. Once sahabi was making dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka tamaman ni'ma. Oh Allah, I ask you for the complete ni'mat, the full ni'mat. So Rasulullah s.a.w. asked him something to effect, that do you know what is tamamun ni'mah? What do you mean by tamamun ni'mah? What is making you make this dua with these words, tamamun ni'mah? So he replied something to effect that, is some good I wish Allah Pak must grant it to me. So Nabi s.a.w. told him, the tamamun ni'mah, the complete ni'mat is when a person is saved from the fire of Jahannam and put into Jannah. That is the complete ni'mat now. To be saved from the fire of Jahannam and put into Jannah. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدَ فَازْ That person who is distanced away from the fire of Jahannam and put into Jannah, فَقَدَ فَازْ This person is successful. And this used to be the fikr of every Nabi of Allah. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, they are passing away, they are leaving this dunya. They gather their children and they make wasiyat to their children. The last advices, the parting advices. Ya Bani, inna Allah astafa lakum uddeen. O my beloved children, Allah has chosen this deen for you. This deen of Islam, Allah has chosen it for you. Fala tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Do not die except with this deen of Islam. Because all the Anbiya alayhi salam knew that if a person dies with Iman and Islam, he is successful forever and ever and ever. And a person dies without Iman, forever and ever and ever unsuccessful. It's easy for us to say forever and ever. But imagine a person who leaves this dunya with iman and goes into Jannah. It's forever and ever and ever, and you can keep on counting forevers 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times, it will still continue forever and ever, never to end. On the other hand, if a person dies without iman, he leaves this world without iman, may Allah protect all of us. imagine forever and ever in a fire of Jahannam. If tomorrow that person comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, said, "Oh Allah, I want to purchase my entry into Jannah. How much is one bar of gold? Leave one bar of gold, or two or three bars of gold, or this masjid full of gold. If this entire dunya, from the zameen to the asman, from the earth to the skies, is filled up with gold, oh Allah, I am prepared to give all this gold. Please grant me entry into Jannah." إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا وَلَوْ افْتَدَى بِهِ. It will never ever, never, Allah Pak says, فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ, it will never ever be accepted from him. And not only that, a very, very painful عذاب, عذابٌ أليم is awaiting him. وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ, and no one will be there to help him. Imagine forever and ever and ever in the fire of Jahannam. All the horrors of the fire of Jahannam. On the one side, we got people of Iman. On one side, the people of Kufr. هَذَانِ خَصْمَانِ اخْتَصَمُوا فِي رَبِّهِمْ فَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا قُطِعَتْ لَهُمْ ثِيَابٌ مِّن نَارٍ يُصَبُّ مِن فَوْقِ رُؤُوسِهِمُ الْحَمِيمُ يُسْهَرُ مَا فِي بُطُونِهِمْ. That the people of Kufr that will go into the fire of Jahannam. Allah Pak says, قُطِعَتْ لَهُمْ ثِيَابٌ مِّن نَارٍ. Our tailor, he puts his fabric or the material on the table, now he's cutting the fabric. Now imagine, clothing of fire will be cut for this person in the fire of Jahannam. يُصَبُّ مِن فَوْقِ رُؤُوسِهِمُ الْحَمِيمُ. And hamim will be poured over this person. Hamim, all the liquids of Jahannam. What will be the liquids of Jahannam? May Allah Pak protect all of us. The urine, the pus, the body fluids of the people of Jahannam, boiling, the water of Jahannam, boiling waters of Jahannam. These things will be poured over. وَيُسْهَرُ بِهِ مَا فِي بُطُونِهِمْ وَالْجُلُودِ وَلَهُمْ مَقَامِهُمْ حَدِيدٌ. Boiling water will be given, the skins will be burnt off, the insides will be burnt, and will continue. And steel or iron combs will be used to scrape the skin of their bodies. كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا أَن يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ غَمٍ وَعِيدُوا فِيهَا وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ. And every time they want to run away, they want to come out from the fire of Jahannam, they'll be pushed back inside, pushed back inside. And imagine this will continue forever and ever and ever. May Allah protect us. On the other hand, Allah has kept Jannat for the people of Iman and Amal Salihah. The people of Iman, Allah has kept Jannat. The rivers of Jannat, the bounties of Jannat, the women of Jannat, the food of Jannat, the palaces of Jannat, all the beautiful things in Jannat, Allah Pak has kept for who? For the people of Iman. مَا لَا عِينٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. Such things which no eye has ever seen, such things that ears haven't heard of, your mind even cannot perceive the things of Jannah that Allah Pak has prepared for the people of Jannah in Jannah. And it's forever and ever and ever and ever. So imagine if a person dies with Iman, and he has to go into Jahannam, Allah Pak protect us, for some period of time because of his sins, his gunas, his misdeeds, for a cleansing period. But one day, eventually, he will be taken out from Jahannam and put into Jannat. How long that period will be, only Allah knows. It can be a million years, 1,000 years, billion years, but one day, eventually, he will be taken out from Jahannam and put into Jannat. And his Jannat will be 10 times bigger than this whole world. The smallest Jannat will be 10 times bigger than this entire world. But a person without Iman is forever and ever and ever in the fire of Jahannam. Never to end. May Allah Pak protect us. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-Iman. Wa mitna ala al-Iman. Wa hshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'a al-Iman. Allah Pak keep us all firm and steadfast upon Iman. Allah Pak must give us our death upon Iman. And may Allah raise us up on the day of Qiyamah with Iman. Just for the effort of Iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Anbiya alayhi salam to this world. Approximately 124,000 Anbiya alayhimu salam came into this world for the effort of Iman. Every Nabi of Allah, from Nabi Adam alayhi salam to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all the Anbiya alayhimu salam came with the effort of La ilaha illallah. Inviting to the oneness, towards the oneness of one Allah. وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ وَإِلَىٰ مَدْيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ وَإِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ All the Anbiya alayhim salam, O my nation, O my people, worship one Allah who's got no other partner besides him, no one else. Worship only one Allah. Even Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, who the other people call Jesus Christ, and they attribute funny things to him. Some people say, na'udhu billah, he is God Lord himself, na'udhu billah. Some people say, he is the son of Allah, na'udhu billah. Some people say, he is one in three and three in one, the Trinity. Allah Pak refused all this in the Quran Sharif. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَةَ وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ عُزَيْرٌ ابْنُ اللَّهِ وَقَالَتِ النَّصَارَى الْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ قَوْلُهُمْ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ يُضَاهِئُونَ قَوْلَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَنَّى يُؤْفَكُونَ Allah Pak refused all this. Refuse the Trinity, refuse the divinity of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, refuse the sonship of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. He was also a Nabi of Allah. أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ مَا الْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقَةٌ كَانَا يَأْكُلَانِ الطَّعَامَ Allah Pak says, why don't these people make tawbah, istighfar, turn back to Allah and believe in one Allah? Allah is all forgiving, Allah is all merciful, Allah is waiting to forgive, and Allah is waiting to show mercy. But we have to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was a Rasul of Allah. Like how other Anbiya alayhi salam, other Rasuls came and went, Isa alayhi salam also is a Rasul of Allah. And Allah Pak says, وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقَةٌ His mother, Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, she is Siddiqa, the very, very truthful person. Kana ya'kulani ta'am. Both of them used to eat food. Allah Pak says, Kana ya'kulani ta'am. Both of them used to eat food. Just three words. But in these three words, Allah Pak is teaching us that dependency upon Allah. If a person needs to eat food, he is dependent on the food. And from where that food is coming? It's coming from the ground. Someone has to work on the fields. The seeds are planted. And then after some time, water is required, is needed. The rains, Allah Pak sends down the rains. Then the crops grow. Someone is needed to harvest that crops. Someone is needed to prepare that food. Someone is needed to, you need to eat that food. And after eating that food, there's a need for it to digest in the body. And then there's a need for you to go to the toilet, that what vitamins, etc., all the nutrients the body takes, and the rest of it is waste. You have to go to the toilet. You need to go to the toilet. So a person with so many needs, how can he be Allah? Allah is As-Samad. Allah is totally independent. Allah does not need anyone. We all need Allah. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ Allah is Allah. Allah is all alone. Allah has got no partner. So this is the message of all the Anbiya alayhimus salam, inviting towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, He is our Khaliq, He is our Malik, He is our Raziq. Who created us? We were nothing at one stage. From nothing, Allah created us. هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا. Didn't a time come over insan when he was not a thing worth mentioning also? Not even one thing. If someone called you, you know, you're a thing, you. How bad will feel? But you're not even one thing also. Not even worth mentioning also. Nothing, nothing he was. A person is boasting now, you know, me, I'm so big, look at my muscles, I'm a bouncer, I'm a wrestler, I can do that, I can do that. But let him think and ponder over himself. 2 years ago, he was a small child. Before that, he was a small little infant baby. Before that, he was in his mother's womb. Before that, he was a drop of dirty fluid. Before that, he was nothing. From nothing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him. The particles of grains in the sand, the rays of the sun, the different gases in the environment, the droplets of water, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this insan. Made this drop of sperm go into the womb of the mother. Who put that dirty drop of fluid in the mother's womb? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions all this in detail in the Quran al-Kareem. The different stages of the creation of this insan. And after this insan was created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him come into this dunya. فَتَبَارَكَ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Once, some kuffar of Makkah, Aas bin Wa'il, and other leaders of the kuffar of Makkah, they come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From a distance they are shouting, and what they have got in their hands? Some old bones from the qabristan, from the graveyard. Bones that are going brittle now, just turning into dust. And from a distance they're shouting, "Oh Muhammad, how will you Allah bring this back to life?" Making a mockery of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How will you Allah bring this back to life? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the last few ayat, the last few verses of Surah Yasin. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانِ أَنَّا خَلَقَنَاهُ مِن نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Doesn't this insan think and ponder over himself? He was a drop of dirty fluid. Who created him from that drop? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Now he's making big arguments against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can Allah do that? How can Allah do that? وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. He has forgotten his own creation. Who created him in the first place? Oh, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٌ. That the same Allah that created you in the beginning, the same Allah will recreate you once again. The same Allah will recreate you once again. Allah, He is our Khaliq. Sometimes shaitan puts his thoughts in our mind that how will you be recreated once again? أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابُ وَعِظَامًا أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ. But after we are dead, we are gone, we are put into a sand, our bodies have decomposed. Will you be recreated once again? No, it doesn't make sense. But every day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us examples how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the dead back to life. The living into dead, the dead into the living. Every day we are seeing the examples. A grain or a millet seed is dead, is dry, no life in it. Put into the ground. And after some time, what happens? A beautiful green plant is coming out. From the dead seed, a living plant came out. Who put the life in the dead seed? أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. قُدْرَةَ of Allah. Take an egg. Break that egg. What comes out? The yellow and the white. But no life. It's dead. But the same egg, if the hen sits on it for about 3 weeks. Now from inside this egg, what is coming out? Pecking away from inside, a beautiful little chick is coming out. Small, dainty little beak, eyes, tongue, tiny little tongue, with a tiny little brains, soft, yellow, fluffy feathers, tiny little feet, with a small little heart which is pumping blood, with kidney, livers, intestines, the drumsticks, and all the different parts of the body. And a small little chick is coming out. And now it's running around. Keep, 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 keep. It's pecking away at the ground. Now from this dead egg, how did this living chicken come out? This egg is completely sealed. There's no holes. Water cannot get inside. Air cannot go inside. It's completely sealed. How did those feathers go inside? How did that heart and the beak and the eyes and the feet and the feathers and everything go inside this sealed egg? How did everything go inside? And not only that, how did that life or the ruh or the soul of that chicken get inside that? Who put the life inside? Inna Allah faliqul habbi wal nawa yukhrijul hayya minal mayyit wa mukhrijul mayyiti minal hayy dharikum Allah fa anna tu'fakun. So in the qudrat of Allah, nothing else. So Allah is showing us how Allah brings the dead back to life. And all this is teaching us that one day, O insan, you are going to die. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ بَعْدَ ذَٰلِكَ لَمَيِّتُونَ ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ تُبْعَثُونَ. You are going to die one day, and you are going to be raised up once again on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah, He is our Khaliq, and Allah, He is our Malik. Allah created us, Allah owns us. Allah is our owner, Allah is our Malik. Nothing belongs to us. Everything belongs to who? Allah. A person say, you know what, I got million rand, I got billion, I got trillion in my account, and so much I got in my pocket, and I got so much. But when he dies, other people will take it away. Because other people will die, other people will inherit it. Other people die, other people will inherit it. Finally, when everyone is dead and gone, وَلِلَّهِ مِيرَاثُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing belongs to us. That is why when someone passes away, what do we say? إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. We all belong to Allah, and are going to return to Allah one day. The eyes that we have does not belong to us. It's an amanat, a trust. The ears do not belong to us. The limbs of the body do not belong to us. It all belongs to Allah. Allah has given it to us as an amanat, a trust to use. And when the time of usage is up, Allah will take everything back. For example, if someone comes and borrows my pen, I lend him my pen, a Parker pen, very expensive pen. He goes outside, he saw that while he was coming to the masjid, he stepped into a puddle of water and a whole lot of mud came onto his shoes. He starts cleaning his shoes with that pen. He goes on that side, see the drain is blocked, he starts cleaning the drain. And there's some weeds growing in the paving, he starts cleaning all the paving, taking the weeds out of the pen. And then he comes to return the pen. Another person, he borrows the pen. Maybe he wrote few ayat of the Quran Sharif, few ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He wrote something nice, coming to return the pen. In both cases, I will look at that pen. You borrowed the pen. The pen does not belong to you. It belongs to me. It was an amanat, a trust in your hand. Now that hisab will take place. Hisab kitab will take place. Tell me, how did you use your pen? How did you use this pen? So which one will be easy to give hisab? The one that used it or abused it? The person that abused the pen, he used it for not what it was intended for. Used it to clean his shoes, the drain, the paving, all those things. It will not be easy for him to give hisab for it. He'll have to account for that pen. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. Respected elders and dear brothers, all the limbs of our body is like that pen. It's an amanat. It's a trust. Allah Pak has entrusted us with this. And on the day of Qiyamah, we'll be questioned. These eyes that I gave you, it was a loan, on loan to you. It was an amanat. How did you use your eyes? How did you use your ears? How did you use your hands? The money that was entrusted to you, how do you use that money? The knowledge that was entrusted to you, how do you use your knowledge? The life, the time that was given to you, how did you use that? All that was amanat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is our Malik, He is our owner. Nothing belongs to us. Everything belongs to one Allah. This entire earth and everything within the earth, beneath the earth, on top of the earth, the entire universe, the entire creation, all belongs to one Allah. No one can claim, I am the owner, I am the owner. وَلِلَّهِ مِيرَاثُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِي وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This entire earth belongs to one Allah. No government, no president, no king, no power on the face of this earth can say, this is my land, this is my land. Everything belongs to who? One Allah. إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ. When Nabi Musa a.s. was being, he and the Bani Israel were being oppressed by Fir'aun and his armies. Nabi Musa a.s. reminded these people, إِسْتَعِينُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. Oh my people, seek the help of Allah through sabr and salat. Seek the help of Allah through sabr and salat. Because this earth does not belong to Fir'aun. This earth does not belong to Fir'aun and his armies. This earth belongs to who? Allah. يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِي. Whoever Allah Pak wants from among his servants, his slaves, Allah Pak will grant it to them. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And the best end result will be for the people of taqwa. So Allah, He is our Malik, He is our owner. Nothing belongs to us. So Anbiya alayhim salam came to teach the ummah, Allah is our Khaliq, Allah is our Malik. Allah, He is our Raziq. He is the one that is sustaining us. He is looking after us. He is feeding us. He is nourishing us. He is giving us everything. The food that we eat is coming from the treasures of Allah. The water we drink is coming from the treasures of Allah. The sunlight that we are enjoying is coming from the treasures of Allah. The air that we are breathing in is coming from the treasures of Allah. The clothing that we are wearing is coming from the treasures of Allah. Everything, all the ni'mas that we are enjoying, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Every ni'mat that you are enjoying is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاؤُكُمْ غَوْرًا فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ. The very last verse, the very last ayat in Surah Mulk, Tabaraka Alladhi Lapak, is asking us a question. In أَصْبَحَ مَاءُكُمْ غَوْرًا. If all your water had to go away, all your water has to sink into the earth, your rivers dry up, your wells dry up, your boreholes dry up, whatever water I've got stored in the tanks, all that dries up, everything finishes, no rain is coming. You open the tap, no water is coming out. فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ. Who is there that can bring sweet water for you once again? What the scientists, they say, water is H2O. Two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. They know what is the composition of water, but they cannot make water. Get two tanks of hydrogen, one tank of oxygen, and all the scientists of the world get together and they try to make water. They cannot make a single drop of water. Cannot do it. فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَا إِمَّعِينَ. Who is there that can bring sweet water for you once again? When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite this ayat of the Quran, then he used to say, Allahu Rabbul Alameen. That is why you see in the margin of our Qurans, this Masnoon dua is there. Allahu Rabbul Alameen. You should also say, فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ. Allahu Rabbul Alameen. Allah Pak is putting a question forward to us, that who is there that can bring water for you once again? And in reply to the question, the answer is, Allahu Rabbul Alameen. Allah Rabbul Alameen, no one else. Only Allah can bring that water for us, no one else. So Allah, He is our Raziq. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Allah has taken it upon Himself to provide sustenance for every creature on the face of this earth. Every creature.
وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى.
Allah Pak tells Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, command your family members and you yourself, command them with salat, and you yourself also be firm on your salat, and not to be the result. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ. We are not asking you for rizq. We are not asking you for sustenance. We will provide the rizq for you. So Allah Pak has linked our rizq, our sustenance with salat. The more and more we will connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make our rizq easy for us. Allah will make our sustenance easy for us.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ.
Allah, He is a super provider. Is Ar-Razzaq. Who is the one that's providing? Only one Allah, no one else. Today we make so much fikr of sending our children to school. A small, masoom child, sometimes 3 years old, sometimes 4 years old, now must go to the creche. Must go to, one was, before was nursery school, then came grade zero, then came grade R, then came grade RR, now you get grade RRR. A small little masoom child that's supposed to be playing, oh, you have to go to school. From small, that yaqeen of the child is being tainted and spoiled. You have to go to school. In that cold winter's morning now, you see the small little child, he's carrying that heavy bag going to school. And it's being jammed into his head and his heart. If you don't go to school, you will not learn anything. You will not learn anything. How are you going to earn? How are you going to eat? You'll die. You won't get a job. What's going to happen to you? But from that very, very young age, the yaqeen of the child is being tainted. Your rosy is dependent on your education. That child is being forced to go to school. He wants to sleep at that time. No, you have to get up. Go. No, tomorrow is exams, metric exams. Come, you have to learn, study for your exams. No, I have to go to masjid for salah. No, leave the masjid for salah now, learn for your exams. If you fail, what's going to happen? Get up early, quickly, you have to learn for your exams. But the same child, the muadhin is saying, As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm. Are we getting the child up for salat? How that yaqeen is gone corrupt like that? When Allah Pak has linked our rizq, our sustenance with salat and amal. Allah has not linked our sustenance with education. That incorrect yaqeen has to come out from our hearts. La ilaha illallah. Everything is in the control of one Allah. That incorrect yaqeen, that incorrect conviction, that my job is providing for me, this is providing, that is providing, that is, all that must come out. And no one is providing, only one Allah is providing. So Raziq is who? One Allah. The small little bird leaves its nest early in the morning, empty stomach, and comes back full stomach. What education, what degree has that bird got? That huge elephant is eating how much food every day? How many kilograms or how many tons of food every day that elephant is eating? How many degrees have that elephant got? That lion in the jungle wants his fresh meat every day. The fresh meat it must get. Which job, which profession, which business does that lion go to? It's not, the lion has not to go open up on factory and produce its food to eat that food. Who is providing? Allah is providing. That hippopotamus has to eat so much. Who is providing? There's some whales in the ocean. A few years ago, Jamaat was going, we were passing by Plattenberg Bay. So that place is very famous for its big whales. People come do whale watching there. So one of the big boards that was there, information board, some information was there about that whales that the people come see that area. that the baby whale drinks up to 600 liters of milk every day. 600 liters of milk every day that one baby whale is drinking from his mother. What's the price of 1 liter of milk? Times 600 every day. Who is the provider? And like that, there's thousands of whales. So who is Raziq? Allah. Allah is a provider. That incorrect yaqeen should come out from our hearts that job, shop, business, this degree, that is providing. No. Who is providing? One, Allah is providing. And Allah can provide how He wants, when He wants. Is that Maryam alayhi salam is locked up in the room, all alone. Zakariya alayhi salam goes there. Kullama dakhala alayha Zakariya al-Mihrab, fawajada indaha rizqa. Qala ya Maryam, anna laki hadha? Qalat huwa min indillah. Whenever Zakariya alayhi salam should go there, he should find fruit out of season. For example, now it's winter, orange season. But finding what? Summer fruit there. Summer mangoes, summer watermelons. In summer, finding winter fruit. Oh, Maryam, from where did all this come here? Who's coming to leave things here? Anna laki hada. But she replied, huwa min indillah, from the side of Allah. Allah is providing. Allah is providing. Zakariya alayhi salam, he's in his old age, extreme old age. No children. Makes dua to Allah. Oh Allah, how you granted her fruit out of season, grant me children out of season. And Allah Pak accepts that dua. And Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam is granted to Zakariya alayhi salam and the family of Zakariya alayhi salam. Who is the provider? Allah. La ilaha illallah. So all the Anbiya alayhim salam came to teach us that Allah, He is our Khaliq, He is our Malik, He is our Raziq. Everything is in the control of one Allah. La ilaha illallah. All the Anbiya alayhim salam. Anbiya alayhim salam came to the people of different communities. People of Aad, a very strong, powerful nation. Allah Pak had granted them a lot of strength, physical strength. They were giants of a people, could uproot trees with their bare hands. To them, Allah Pak sent who? Hazrat Hud alayhi salam. And kept on reminding them to worship one Allah, pray to one Allah, believe in one Allah. But they rejected His message. When Hazrat Hud alayhi salam should remind them of the adab of Allah, the punishment of Allah, they should boast and very arrogantly, Man ashaddu minna quwwa? Who is there that is stronger than us? Who is there that is more powerful than us? We are the superpowers. Allah Pak says, Awalam yarau anna Allah alladhi khalaqahum huwa ashaddu minhum quwwa? Don't these people realize that Allah who has created them, He is far more powerful than them? And finally, when the azab of Allah comes, and what was the azab of Allah? Allah Pak just opened up the volume of the wind a little bit extra. The treasures of the wind of Allah. Like how if you open up a tap, you open a little bit, it's just a trickle coming out. Open a little bit more, like a pencil is coming out. Open a little bit more, it's gushing out. Just a little bit extra was opened up of the treasures of the winds of Allah. سَبْعَ لَيَالِي وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامِ 7 nights and 8 days. Just a little bit extra wind was opened up. And these people were being blown around from mountain to mountain, from here to there. Huge people. And finally, when that wind subsided, their bodies were lying all around the shore. كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَاوِيَةٍ فَهَلْ تَرَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَاقِيَةٍ. They're like huge palm trees that were chopped down and all are lying down everywhere. The bodies were lying around like that. So where did all their power and strength go? that incorrect yaqeen of our, that I've got that power, I've got that strength and my power and I can do that and I can do that. All that must come out. La ilaha illallah. Like that we see another nation, the people of Thamud. Allah Pak had granted them the technology and the know-how to carve inside the mountains their homes. Inside the mountain cities were being carved out. Now imagine now, in this modern day, with all the technology, if you want to make one tunnel inside a mountain, how much effort, how much engineering, how much different equipment is required, cranes and machinery and this. But they, with their hands, they should carve out their homes inside the mountains. So the Sadiq al-Islam was sent to them, reminding them to worship one Allah. But they rejected his message. They should tell him that, oh Sadiq, if you say you are a prophet of Allah, you are a Rasul of Allah, then show us some sign. And what sign we want? That from inside the mountain, take out a camel that is pregnant. Take out a camel that is pregnant. Tell your Allah to take out a camel that is pregnant. Sadiq made dua to Allah, and Allah accepted his dua, and a pregnant sea camel came out from the mountain. And the time came now, this baby camel, the calf of the camel was born. Now this camel needs water, the big camel and the baby camel, they need water, they should go to the watering place, watering hole. When all the other camels used to see this big camel coming, they should run away out of fright. They came to complain to Salih alayhi salam. So you all ask for it, it's here now. But our camels cannot drink water, so they made turns. Certain days, certain days. But then we see, that also they could not take. They decided now, we are going to kill this. We are going to kill this camel. كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها. Hazrat Salih Islam warned them, don't dare interfere with this camel. Certainly ordinary camel. It is Naqatullah. It is what? Naqatullah. It's not my camel or his camel or his camel. It's Allah's camel this. Like how the grandfather of Rasulullah ﷺ told Abraha that the camels belong to me, but his house is Baytullah, Allah's house. I'll worry about my camels and Allah will take care of his house. It's Baytullah. Similarly, we see this is Naqatullah, the camel of Allah. But they did not take heed. And they injured the camel, they cut off the legs of the camel and killed the camel. And the adab of Allah to come. And they should tell Salih alayhi salam, the people before us, the Aad, they were destroyed by the winds. Our houses are built inside the mountains. The winds will not reach us there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a sayha, a powerful shriek, a powerful blast. One loud piercing noise came, which went through the eardrum, shattered the eardrum, pierced through the hearts, and finished all of them up. No sign of them again. Destroyed. Like that another nation came. The people of Shu'aib alayhi salam. People of business used to stay in Madian. And they were involved in fraud, cheating, deceit, giving less in weight and measure. The Shu'aib alayhi salam kept on reminding them, this is not how you do business. You have to be straight. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give complete, full measure. Give full weight. Don't involve yourself in fraud and cheating and deceit, deceiving people, etc., etc. But they did not take heed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. Fires came and destroyed them. Like that, see, another nation comes. The people of Lut alayhi salam. People of Lut alayhi salam, they thought their success is in fulfilling their lust and the desires how they want to fulfill it. Man to man, lady to lady. May Allah protect all of us. Hazrat Lut alayhi salam kept on reminding them, that what you are doing is totally wrong, it's evil, it's haram. أَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ شَهْوَةً مِّن دُونِ النِّسَاءِ. But they were stubborn, say, no, this is how we want it, it's going to be like this. Hazrat Lut alayhi salam should plead to them, this is not how you lead your lives. Finally, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent some malaika, some angels, in the form of handsome youths, they come to the house of Lut alayhi salam. They come as his guests, as his visitors. And the people see, hey, so handsome youth. Or they come and crowd around the house of Lut alayhi salam, banging on the door. We want that visitors of yours. The Lut alayhi salam is pleading to them. هَاُولَاي بَنَاتِي هُنَّ أَطْهَرُ لَكُمْ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَلَا تُخْزُونِ فِي ضَيْفِي أَلَيْسَ مِنْكُمْ رَجُلُ الرَّشِيدِ. That, oh my people, they are my daughters. Bring iman. Get married to them. Fulfill your desire in the halal way. Make nikah. Fulfill your desires in the halal way. Fear Allah. وَلَا تُخْزُونِ فِي ضَيْفِي. Do not disgrace me with my guests, my visitors. These are my guests, my mehman, my visitors. How can you disgrace me like this? They were stubborn and adamant. Oh, Lut, you know what we want. مَا لَنَا فِي بَنَاتِكَ مِنْ حَقٍ. We're not interested in your daughters. We're not interested in the ladies. You know what we want. We want them. Those visitors, they consoled Hazrat Lut alayhi salam. Oh Lut, we are not human beings. We are malaika sent by Allah. We have been sent to destroy these people. We have been sent to destroy these people. So tomorrow, early in the morning, you and the people of Iman, leave this place. The azab of Allah is going to come. Alayhi subhu bi qareeb. And we see when the azab of Allah came, not one azab, but few azabs came. Their faces were transformed and transfigured. فَطَمَسْنَا أَعْيُنَهُمْ. The sayha was sent upon them. The blast, the shriek was sent upon them. فَجَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا حِجَارَةً مِّن سِجِّيلٍ مَنْضُودٍ مُسَوَّمَةً عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. Huge boulders and stones was rained down upon them. The name of one person written on the stone, that this stone must hit this person. I call it precision missile attack on one person. This stone is meant for that, this one is meant for that one, this one is meant for that one. And that entire area was cut off from the earth, lifted up to the skies and toppled and dropped down again. And that was the end of those people. Allah Pak showed that success is not in following your lust and desires how you want to. Success is in La ilaha illallah. Obey the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like that, many nations came and went. The people of Sabah. لَقَدْ كَانَ لِسَبَئٍ فِي مَسْكَنِهِمْ آيَةٍ جَنَّتَانِ عَيَّمِينٍ وَشِمَالٍ كُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ رَبِّكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لَهُ بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ وَرَبٌّ غَفُورٌ. Allah Pak had granted the people of Sabah the ni'mat and the bounties of agriculture and farming. They had the ni'mats of huge, beautiful orchards, very, very nice irrigation systems, big dams. The dams of Ma'arib. Up till today, the ruins of those dams are present in Yemen. Beautiful orchards. There was no need to pick the fruit or harvest the fruit. If you wanted fruit, just put a basket on your head, walk from one side, and by the time you come out onto the other side, beautiful fruit has filled up that basket. So much Allah had granted them. Clean air, no pollution, abundance of everything. بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبًا وَرَبٌّ غَفُورٌ. So Anbiya alayhi salam came to them, reminding those people, كُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ رَبِّكُمْ. This is not your doing, this is a risk from the side of Allah. Your Rabb has provided. believe in one Allah, obey one Allah. Washkuruna, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Baldatun tayyiba, such beautiful lands Allah has granted you. And on top of that, to cap it all, wa rabbun ghafoor. Allah is all forgiving. Allah is waiting to forgive you. Fa'a'radu, they rejected the message of the Anbiya alayhi salam. Fa'arsalna alayhim sayla al-arim. Fa'baddalnahum bi jannatayhim jannatayni dhawatay ukulin khamtim wa atrim wa shay'im min sidrin qaleel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the dam wall to break. Yeah? And all those waters came and washed away everything. And in place of beautiful, lovely fruit orchards, everything, now it's thorny bushes and thorny plants, and just wasteland and bush. Allah Pak showed that they thought their success is in their agriculture. They know how that you have to plant that and this and that. Success is not in that. Success is in La ilaha illallah. Obedience to one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Following that way of life that Allah wants you to lead. Like that we see many other nations came. Namrud was one of the kings that ruled over the world. But when he started calling himself Allah, na'udhu billah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed him with a small, tiny, little, lame mosquito. Imagine a king that is ruling over the world. Allah Pak causes one mosquito to go up his nostril towards his brain and causing him very, very severe headaches. Very severe headaches. And the only relief from that headaches was people that are coming to visit or meet him must take their shoes out and hit him on his head. We get shoe hiding on the head. Before that was a rule or law of the court, his court, whoever comes must make sajda to him, bow down in front of him. Now the rule changed. Now whoever comes must hit him on the head. And if someone does not hit him on the head, that person will be punished. You have to hit the king on the head. But that was the relief he was getting from his headaches. And finally he dies of shoe hiding on the head. So izzat and zillat is in whose control? Giving of honor and disgrace is in the control of Allah. How Allah disgraced him and put an end to him. Like that we see Fir'aun. He proclaimed, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la, I am your Rabb the Most High. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed him, made him drown. Qarun, Allah Pak had granted him wealth in abundance. So much wealth, that only the keys to his treasures, that tanu'u bihi usbati dhul quwwa, that a big army of people should get tired carrying the keys to his treasures. So much treasures Allah Pak had granted him. When Musa alayhi salam told him to pay zakat, why must I pay zakat? إِنَّمَا أُوْتِيْتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. This is my wealth. I learned it, my know-how, my this thing, my acumen, my this thing. Why must I pay zakat? I made an effort for it. It's mine. Why must I pay zakat? فَخَصَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Allah Pak says, him and all his wealth, we made them sink into the ground. Until Qiyamah, they will continue sinking deeper and deeper into the ground. So he thought his success is in his wealth, in his treasures. But success is not in that. Success is in La ilaha illallah. Like there are so many other examples Allah gives us in the Quran al-Kareem, where that incorrect yaqeen should come out from the heart and put in the correct yaqeen of La ilaha illallah. Remove everything else and put it in the greatness of one Allah. This was the message of all the Anbiya alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last and final Nabi of Allah. After Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's no new Nabi to come to this world. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most perfect example, the most perfect role model Allah Pak has given us. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. The most beautiful example Allah has given us is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with a complete way of life. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born an orphan. He had no father to make his tarbiyat. In his very young age, his mother passes away. No mother to make his tarbiyat also. That environment that he's living in Makkah Mukarramah at that time, it's a very dirty environment. All the vices, all the evils, everything is prevalent there. He's born a yatim. No madrasa to go to, no school, no this, no that. His grandfather also passes away. He's at a very young age he was. Who is there to make his tarbiyat? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Rabbi fa ahsana ta'dibi. My Rabb has made my, has taught me adab, my tarbiyat. And in a very beautiful manner, my Allah has taught me the adab and etiquettes of everything. Imagine every etiquette, not only for himself, every adab, every adab, that will be for the entire ummah till the day of Qiyamah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam learned from who? From Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Addabani Rabbi. Today, that ask a small little child, when you get up, what dua you read? Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. Ask that small child, before entering the toilet, what dua? This is dua. Who should read it? Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ask the same child, that what is your grandfather, what was the best clothes he used to wear? I can't remember him. Whereas may have seen the grandfather who passed away maybe 1-2 years ago. But Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away more than 1400 years ago. What was his best clothing? Or this, everything about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He can't speak about his own parents or grandparents, how you can speak of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam should say when he get up? What your grandfather should say when he used to get up? I don't know. But what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say? He used to say this. What car your father had, the first car? Hey, I'm thinking of what car he had. What was the name of the horse of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I know it. How come so much you know of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with the best way of life. Everything of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hair of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is beloved to Allah. The amama of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is beloved to Allah. The surma in the eyes of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is beloved to Allah. The beard on the face of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is beloved to Allah. The miswak that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The length of the clothing of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The color of the clothing of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is beloved to Allah. How Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to eat, that eating is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What he used to eat is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How he used to enter the toilet, how he used to leave the toilet is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam led his life with his family members, how he got married, his nikah, is all beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Rasulullah SAW did business is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Nabi SAW dealt with his neighbors, with the community, with the kuffar, with the Muslims. How Nabi SAW dealt with everyone is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Rasulullah SAW's character was is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we want to become the beloveds of Allah, we have to follow in the footsteps of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Not only Allah will love us, not يُحِبُّكُمُ اللَّهُ, but يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. One is يُحِبُّكُمُ اللَّهُ, Allah will love you. And يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ, Allah will put your love in the hearts of the masses also. When we bring in the tariqah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to our lives, if we make ittiba of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we follow the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. What is ittiba? When putting, for example, when that mother cow got a small newborn calf, and that calf is going behind the mother cow, and the calf is following the footsteps of the mother, or putting its own footprints into the own feet into the footprints of the mother, where the mother is going, I'm going the same place. It's ittiba. So we have to follow in the footsteps of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fattabi'uni. If we bring in the mubarak way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to our lives, Allah will love us, and Allah will put our love in the hearts of the masses also. Why the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. The most beautiful example is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every other way of life will take us towards destruction. The way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will take us towards salvation and najat and falah. Sahaba ikram had firm yaqeen and conviction in this. One sahabi is sitting in the gathering of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees he's wearing a ring. And the ring is made of gold. So Rasulullah SAW takes that gold ring out from his finger and throws it. That gold and silk is not permissible for the men of the Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. After some time and that gathering is over, Rasulullah SAW stands up and goes away. Sahaba are dispersing. This Sahabi also stands up and goes away. He's going away. Someone reminds him, don't forget your ring is there. What is his response? How can I pick up something which Rasulullah SAW threw away? If he threw it away, who am I to pick it up again? He left it there. He did not say, no, maybe the ladies in the house will be able to use it or can do something, sell it or something, whatever. No, if Rasulullah SAW threw it away, I cannot pick it up anymore. Let it go. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, on the occasion of Hudaybiyah, is sent into Makkah Mukarramah to negotiate on behalf of the Muslims. It's a long, lengthy incident. But one of the things, as soon as he enters, the eyes of the kuffar fall on his clothing. Because the way of the kuffar at that time, the leading people and the leaders, etc., the clothing should drag on the floor. And the low class people, the slaves, etc., the clothing should be above the ankles. They said, oh, Uthman, what happened to you? Why are you wearing clothing like this? Why is your clothing so high? Nisfu saq, halfway the shin. So what was the response of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu? Haqada izratu sahibi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how my beloved Rasulullah SAW wears his clothing. So we have to follow in his footsteps. He did not feel shy. Even though he was only one person amongst that the enemy, full of hatred they were. But he did not feel shy. He did not say, no, let me just put it a little bit low. What they'll say, no, nothing like that. In that environment, no, I must follow the sunnah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One sahabi is relieving himself, sitting and relieving himself. So when Yahudi is going past, sees him like that, makes a fun of him. That, how are you relieving yourself like this? No, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us. What kind of Nabi have you got that even teaches you how to go toilet? Now, what was the object of this Yahudi? To make a mockery and fun of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's got no other work to do, he must teach you how to go toilet. So this Sahabi did not become embarrassed or get a ihsas kamtari or an inferiority complex. But his chest out, he said, yes, definitely. We have got a Nabi who has even teaches us how to go to the toilet, how a father will teach his child, how a father will teach his son. Our Nabi teaches us that when you go to the toilet, we read this dua, we enter in this manner, we sit in this manner, this is the direction we face, and this is how we clean ourselves, and this is what we do, and when we finish, this is how we come out, the dua we read. In short, gave him all the etiquettes of the toilet. He did not feel shy. Sahaba Ikram knew that my success, your success, everyone's success lies in obeying the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way and the manner shown to us by Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They had firm yaqeen and conviction in this. That is why we see Allah Pak took them to heights. On one battlefield, long period of time is going, the Sahaba are not getting victory. Normally the help of Allah has come very quickly. Here they are fighting and fighting, no victory is coming. Amir sits to them, makes mashwara, what should we do? Think about it. They finally come to the conclusion that we are neglecting the sunnat of miswak. The miswak, we have neglected the sunnat. So the help of Allah has been withheld from us now. So Amir gives the hukam, the law, that the order, that everyone start making miswak. Sahaba Karam, they start breaking the twigs of the trees and start making miswak. The enemy spies, they see this, and they go back and report. Now these people are desperate. Now they are sharpening their teeth. Looks like they're going to come and attack us with the teeth. And Allah puts that ru'ub and that fear and that awe in the hearts, and all flee from the battlefield. As soon as they brought in that one miswak in their lives, immediately the help of Allah came. And without any more fighting, they won the battle. So respected elders and dear brothers, that yaqeen should come into our hearts that our success is in the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how can this come into my life, your life, and the ummah at large? How can the commandments of Allah come alive in the ummah? How can the sunnah of Rasulullah come alive in the ummah? And effort is required. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us, this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are leaders, not followers. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ Allah made this ummah to lead the people, not that we must follow other people. When we started following other people, see, the whole downfall of the ummah started. We have to become leaders once again. We have to lead with the noor of hidayat. It's a very, very dark, load-shedding night. And only my car, the headlights are working. And I decide to be right in the back, and all the other cars must be in front without lights. And the road is full of potholes also. What's going to happen? The one with the lights is at the back, and the one without the lights is in front. What's going to happen? Destruction. We have got the noor of hidayat, we have got the noor of iman, we have got the noor of Quran and hadith, we have got the noor of the commandments of Allah, we have got the noor and the light of the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we are staying at the back. We are supposed to be in front, leading, and other people supposed to be following us. But because we have forgotten our responsibility, and we have become followers instead of leaders, that is, you see all the problems in the dunya today. But once again, if this ummah stands up and comes onto its object of life, we are leaders to move in the whole dunya with the noor of hidayat, with the noor of the amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah Pak will bring this alive once again. So who says, inshallah, I am ready to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn the effort of iman and amal, to learn the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to make a reminder for myself and others also, da'wat for the greatness of Allah, to learn and teach deen, the dhikr of Allah, the ibadat of Allah, khidmat, how this can spread in the whole world. Who says, inshallah, I am prepared to come out in the path of Allah for 4 months? Who makes niyat, inshallah? Let us stand up and give our names, inshallah. Bismillah. Who is the first one to say, inshallah? So remain standing till our names are written down, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Allah Ta'ala accept. Allah Kabul Mala Sahib, MashaAllah. Tariq, Allah accept, MashaAllah. 4 months. Wait, tashkil is for 4 months, inshallah. First tashkil is for 4 months, inshallah. Brother Shusalam, give the names for 4 months, inshallah. Before we give names for 40 days. For 4 months, pedal, inshallah. 4 months to IP, Mawlana, inshallah. And 4 months, inshallah, to a foreign country, inshallah. Mubangobo, 4 months, inshallah. Allah kabul kar. From the ishtiwa, inshallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Faisal, inshallah. 4 months also, mashallah. Taqabbal Allah. Allah accept. Who has my dear friends? Mashallah. Give our names. Stand up, inshallah. Make an intention, inshallah. Mawlana, mashallah. Miasa, mashallah. Set up, make an intention, inshallah. All of us, as it has Waisa mentioned, we cannot do anything. Everything hands of Allah. So many examples, Mawlana is present in front of us. Mashallah. Qasim, Ismail, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. So many things in front of us. All the stories Allah Ta'ala has put in the Quran of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam and their qawms. Mashallah. Salman, Allah accept, mashallah. In the end, we cannot do anything. Everything happens with the will of Allah. All we have to do is stand up, make an intention, inshallah. Allah will accept us to God, inshallah. It is not our money, it is not our intelligence, it is not our, what we have, what we don't have. As we make an intention, inshallah, we turn our attention to Allah, we ask from Allah, we beg from Allah. Allah looks at the heart and see what is in the heart, how much this banda wants to do. Allah will take him, inshallah. Ask all those brothers who went for 4 months in years gone by. How we went for 4 months in India, Pakistan. Each one give you a kargozari, no leave was due to us, no money. We had to leave money for the home, we had to leave money for the family. But Allah Ta'ala, somehow or the other, Allah made the arrangement for us to go. So don't look into what we have and what we don't have. Look to the treasures of Allah. We ask Allah Ta'ala to make it possible, my dear friends. So those who haven't been to India and Pakistan, Bangladesh for 4 months, please stand up and give your needs. Make an intention, inshallah. Make an intention. Be it from next couple of weeks or from the ijtima, inshallah, Ta'ala, we can go for 4 months. And the weather will be very good also, inshallah, mashallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Or from our masjids also, make an intention, inshallah. From our masjids, make an irada, make an intention. My masjid, 2 brothers, 3 brothers, inshallah, will go for 4 months to India, Pakistan, Bangladesh from the ijtima, inshallah. From the ijtima, inshallah, which is in August, 8, 9, and 10 is the ijtima. From the ijtima, inshallah, Jamaat will go for 4 months, inshallah. Which masjids make an intention, inshallah. From our masjid, we will make fikr to take a Jamaat, inshallah. Who says that, inshallah? And go back, inshallah. No fikr in our head right now. No worry about it right now. But we go back, put in our mashura that we made intention to go for 4 months, take up on Jamaat. Let's make fikr who we can take, inshallah. Which masjid says that we will try and make fikr, inshallah. Borobay. Stanga, mashallah. Velna, mashallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Which other masjids, mashallah? Swingo Beach, we'll make intention, inshallah. Ji, who else? By town wale, Ishtima is in central zone. By town Overport, Istima is here. From this area, inshallah, we how many Jamaats to go for 4 months, inshallah? Whose central zone brothers make an intention, inshallah? By north zone, wale is sitting here also, mashallah, Phoenix, all the different areas, inshallah. Make an intention from our masjid, we make fikr, inshallah. Bolo bhai. Shepston wale bhi bolo. Marisburg. Who is making intention, inshallah? MashaAllah. Which masjid? Imam Nawawi. Mind Jamaat from your masjid, inshallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Taqabbal Allah. MashaAllah. Take that, brothers. Make an intention. Allah will give you, inshallah. Who else? Which other masjid says, inshallah? MashaAllah. Masjid Dawood. Allah accept. Taqabbal Allah. Say Ameen, brothers, mashallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Ta'ala. Who else? Borobai. G, which masjid? Where? Amzinto. Allah, mashallah. Taqabbal Allah. Allah accept, inshallah. Where all the masjid are speaking, but the central zone, no, central zone gave 2, mashallah. Overport masjids? Yeah, Masjid Hilal. All other masjids in Overport, in the Birya area, mashallah, Morningside area, all these masjids. So make an intention, inshallah. Borobai.
What time to speak?
7. Okay, brothers, also for chilla, for 40 days, inshallah. Before the ijtima, we have exactly 1 month, 40 days before the ijtima. So brothers, make intention, inshallah, for our masjid, those of us that are here, inshallah, make intention to go for 40 days before the ijtima, and 40 days from the ijtima, inshallah. Who's ready for that, inshallah? Again, individuals can give their names, or we can make fikr from our masjid, inshallah. Which masjid say from our masjid? So many jamaats coming out for 40 days, inshallah, from the ijtima or from now before the ijtima, inshallah. Many jamaats have come out, mashallah. Local jamaats have come out. Jamaats gone to Zambia, jamaats gone to the UK, Masura jamaat gone to America. Chennai Masura jamaats are coming out now also from during the holidays. Many students jamaats are coming out also, mashallah. Mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Ji, Dr. Saab. Ashraful Masjid, 40 days from the ijtima, inshallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Which are the masjids, inshallah? Bolo. No, Jamaat is getting good to Australia for 4 months from the ijtima, mashallah. Jamaat is getting good to other parts of the world also. So brothers, make intention, inshallah, how we can fit ourselves into these Jamaats, how we can make figure for the Jamaat to go, inshallah. Who else? By Newlands wale, kuch? Ji Muhammad? Jamaat going, inshallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Central zone, bhai town wale, koi hai, kuch ho, bhai, bolo, samsha. Mashallah, how many jamaat? Acha, mashallah, Allah accept, Albert Seed, mashallah. Who else, mashallah? Bhai, bolo, bhai, set up. Chatsworth, Springer Hills, mashallah. One jamaat left now, mashallah, Allah accept, mashallah. 2 jamaats, mashallah. Who else? MashaAllah. Brothers, Chatsworth wale kuch, Shell Cross, all the different areas, mashallah. Make an intention, inshallah. That much we can do, inshallah. All of us should set up, make an intention, inshallah. We'll do that, inshallah. So all of us, set up, make an intention, inshallah. Before we go, we make figure in our masjids, inshallah. To take out jamaats. Karega, inshallah. We make figure for that, inshallah. Ijtima is here also, my dear friends. 40 days left for the ijtima. MashaAllah. Taqabbal Allah. Allah accept. Few things, brothers, we could put some, make some search in our masjids. Quickly, inshallah, before Adhan. One is to meet every single individual in our homes, in the homes in our area. You should give dawah towards the ijtima. He'll use the ijtima as an excuse to meet him, give him dawah to attend the ijtima. Every single baligh male in our homes. If we've got 450 homes, there's my minimum 900 baligh males in that home, in that area. Make figure how we can take them to the ijtima. Not one time, we can meet them two times. And also, if we can take them out in the path of Allah for 3 days before the ijtima, will help a great deal, my dear friends. Make figure for that. Then the masturat also. Have programs for the masturat that we give, put them on amal, inshallah. The amal of the ijtima. Surah Yasin khatam before the ijtima. Allah is saying we should now put our beddings in our masjids, inshallah. It is winter months now, for after Isha, there's many hours we can give to the masjid, we can make mulaqats, inshallah. Putting the bedding means you sleep in the masjid. Some people think put the bedding in the masjid but sleep at home. Nay, sleep in the masjid. Two, three satis get together, four satis, five, sit in the masjid, sleep there, make fikr, go make mulaqats, open your parachas, your charts, how many jamaats can come up from the ijtima. How many people still left to be met, inshallah? We'll all do this, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala kabul kare, inshallah. All those who gave their names, inshallah, come to my right, inshallah, Saatis will sit with you and make sure it's tafakkur, inshallah. Theke. Alkas can sit together now, inshallah. All the takazas have been put forward. Main takaza will be ijtima, my dear friends. Hard fikr remaining for the ijtima, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallah.